I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome to this week's Meditation for Health podcast. I want to encourage everyone to keep meditating twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and again in the evening when you go to bed. It truly is a wonderful way to develop your meditation practice and to lead and have a beautiful, peaceful life. This week is our guided meditation, and the title of this guided meditation is Living a Positive Life. Our thoughts influence the way we feel and interact with our world. If we have positive, kind, gentle, loving thoughts in our head, we then will have an experience with the world which is also kind, loving, and positive. If our thoughts are negative, critical, harsh towards others or ourselves, again, we'll have that same experience of being depressed, anxious, worried, sad, and basically unhappy. And whichever camp you lean towards, because we typically don't just dominate in one part. Sometimes we have negative days or moments, and sometimes we have positive days or moments. No person is typically 100% positive all the time, as even in the most depressed, angry person, you can see them smile every once in a while. So what causes us to be one way or another? And it's pretty basic. It's just our conditioning, our past experiences. And if you're 18 years old, then you've had 18 years of conditioning to affect the way you are. If you're 88, you've had 88 years of conditioning. So probably your habits, your negative or positive approach towards life is going to be more entrenched, more solidified. But it can be changed. Any of us can change us because it really is that simple. It's just our conditioning. If we change the conditioning, our thoughts will begin to change. And the more we focus on changing our conditioning, the greater impact we'll see on the way we think about our world, the way we think about ourselves, and our interaction with the world will clearly become more positive. As you surround yourself with positive images, positive thoughts, positive friends, your life becomes more positive. But remember, the reverse is true. Often we think, well, I'll just go to this movie, it won't really matter. I'll just say this gossipy comment about this person. Who's it really hurting? They're not hearing it. So if you surround yourself with negative images, negative music, negative thoughts, you are going to be impacted by them. But on a positive note, the reverse is also true. If you surround yourself with positive, loving, kind thoughts, images, friends, music, television, radio, podcasts, all the things that you are constantly being exposed to, guess what happens? You too will be shaped, you'll be reconditioned to see the world and experience your world in a far more positive, loving way. And today's podcast will focus on that. It's a guided meditation that if you listen to over and over again, you will find that your world will become happier, more positive, and overall better. Because life goes better for those who see life as half full rather than half empty. I often use the example when I drive on the freeways here in California, a lot of people experience other drivers as very rude. And that is not my experience. I really enjoy driving. I mean, yes, sometimes I see the rude drivers. They just don't impact me in a negative way. Instead, I think, well, probably they're in a hurry. They've had a bad day. They might have had a fight with their spouse. So if I feel anything, it's typically more a sense of empathy towards the driver. And normally, I just don't feel anything. I'm just driving and taking my time and enjoying my experience. Yet I know when other people are in my car, you know, I can see them or hear them comment on the rude drivers. So I know they exist, but they don't exist in my world because of the way I see it. And your world can change too. Change the way you see the world, and your world will change. Again, change the way you see the world, and your world will change. So listen to this guided meditation. Start changing the way you see the world and experience the change in your world. And if you'd like to have a more deep experience of meditating with Elizabeth and I, come join us at one of our retreats. You can learn about them at www.holisticretreats.tv. That's holisticretreats.tv. Or if you'd like to contact me, please send me an email at drpuff, D-R-P-U-F-F, at cox.net. I'd love to hear from you. So part two will be the guided meditation, and I look forward to being with you next week. Peace.
Thank you again for joining us this week. We've helped thousands of listeners learn to live healthy and more successful lives. If you'd like an invaluable opportunity to promote your product or services to our audience by sponsoring a podcast or our free web show, The Holistic Success Show, contact us at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Peace.